To
local sport live.
Also, full match commentary of Cambridge United's home game against Burton. Updates too of Histon at Exeter, while Cambridge City head to Bishop Stortford. As your season ticket to local live football continues.
Saturday Sport from 2 on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
The local headlines at 30 minutes to 6 o'clock. Cambridge United have moved up to third in the Conference Premier. They beat Histon by a goal to nil this afternoon. Mark Albrighton with the only goal on 54 minutes at the Abbey Stadium, his second of the season. An absolute cracker, a half volley from the edge of the area. Unstoppable for Danny Naismith in between the Histon six. Peterborough United have dropped to fourth in League Two. They lost against Boston Club Mansfield this afternoon. 2-0 the final score at Field Mill. Michael Balding with a brace in that game. In Cambridge City, they beat St Albans 2-0 away from home this afternoon. Michael Gash and Neil Midgley on target. So back to the phone lines. Gary's a posh fan. Gary, I believe you were at Field Mill.
Unfortunately, I was, yes.
How bad was it? Fergie wasn't happy.
No, I mean, you can understand why Fergie wasn't happy and all the 740 odd fans in Melbourne should not happy either. I don't think it was a case of us being bad. It was more of a case, I thought, that the man, you can see why man got him. Because, let's be honest, they're rubbish. And I just thought that they dragged us down to their level today. And they've also done their homework very well. Every time McLemore, the back end Smith, anywhere near the ball, they had three, four defenders around them. It almost looked like Mount sort of playing like a back row of seven, or six or seven players at all times. But every time he came, that tries to come forward, they just pulled five or six players back every time. Just crowded our two strikers out, and they never got a look in. And as I said, they just dragged us down to our level and made us look amateur, to be honest.
Should a side harbouring aspirations as, well, automatic promotion, let's be honest about it, it's not just players that Peterborough United are going for this year, can you afford to be dragged down to that level, or is that just a case in football that happens sometimes, and well, it always does on Boxing Day if you're a Peterborough United fan?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at some of the games around us, it was a day and a game that we needed to win. Melking Stones, Chesterfield, Hereford, all had reasonably easy opponents today, but you look at it on the paper and say, yeah, they should win that. Rotherham and Darlington, well, someone's going to drop points at the very least, so you know it's not going to be a complete disaster, but when other teams around you like that are going to drop points, well, you need to get three, and we didn't do the business today. We looked good in midfield at times, moving the ball around, but we just didn't seem to know what to do with it when we had it. We passed five or six passes and then do something silly and lose it. It's just totally different to what power we've been playing recently.
Gary, there were some posh fans that did leave earlier at Field Mill today. You weren't one of them, were you, Gary? Was that justified? Was it that poor? Darren Ferguson intimated that, well, some of the fans really deserved their money back because it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I'd agree with him. Yeah, maybe they did do deserve their money back. And there was a lot of it left there. I stayed till the end. But I rarely leave before the final whistle. I might walk down to the exit and wait and just watch the last 9 seconds from there. But I stayed till the end. And you can understand the fans' frustration. It was a very under-par performance. Like I said, it wasn't because we were rubbish. We were just dragged down to a very poor level by a very poor team.
Well, Morecambe on Saturday, they're not a poor team, they're 10th in League 2, and they're quite a decent home side, so that's going to be a very tricky away encounter for Posh.
Yeah, I mean, also, today's game was one we needed to win, so we don't need to stay at home against Shrewsbury, and then Morecambe, if we go there and get a draw, then, you know, 3 wins and a draw over Christmas, you know, we've done really well. But now we've lost to Mansfield, well, I mean, it makes the Morecambe game even more important, you know. We have to win that game if we want to stay within a reasonable touching distance of the leading pack. Obviously, you don't want to start dropping behind at this point in the season.
Okay, Gary, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Mansfield's victory. Happy New Year, Gary. Mansfield's victory against Posh this afternoon moves them off the bottom of League Two. So what did the Cambridge United manager, Jimmy Quinn, made of this afternoon's victory against Histon? 1-0 the final scoreline. It was Mark Albrighton strike.